Welcome to Talks from the Bible. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. John 14:7-10. Jesus had come into the world, having been sent by the Father. The eyes that looked upon Jesus saw God and came to know God. Human eye had never looked upon the Father. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John 1:18. All of humanity would come to know the Father through Jesus Christ. We would know God, and God would know us. But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, Galatians 4:9. In Christ we would know God as Father. In the Father we have life, both physical and spiritual. God is our Father, and we are His children. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. 1 John 3:2. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:18. As our Father, He bestows upon us the blessings of grace and peace. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:2. By His grace we have peace with Him. We are no longer enemies, but now we are the children of God. We know the peace of God because of the justification that we have through Christ. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Romans 5:1-2. God, having justified us from our sin, blesses us with the joy of hope, rejoicing in hope. Romans 12:12. Our joy is not the joy of the world, which is affected by the various circumstances of life, but rather joy unspeakable and full of glory. 1 Peter 1:8. God, through Christ, has revealed Himself unto us and made Himself always available to us. Jesus taught us that we have access to God at all times. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven. Matthew 6:9. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.